May I respond to the family law? Based on the questions and the points that you mentioned about it. In Article 6, Article 7, and Article 8, in the practice of Lao society, particularly for the young generation, it's not really very important to follow the laws. For example, in Article 6, around the point that the couple should decide upon the wedding together rather than the relatives. This in the practice is a lot of difference that's different from the law. In all, for the Article 7 as well, the compensation of is quite different from the indicate in the law and the practices. For the sexual relations before marriage as well. So not all practice according to the law, but due to the different location and context, and even for the context of the urbanization, the young people are moving to learn and to work in the city, in the urban area, have quite different practice from the law mentioned in that here. For the matrimonial land ownership, it used to be like this so far. I am the coordinator for the land titling project. We have the gender in land titling project. We have different activities in order to inform the rural, particularly rural women, to understand about the inherent piece of land from mother to daughter. So we organize different campaigns on that. Now we still have the unit that working on that to inform all women to understand about their rights to inherit the land and put their name on the land title. And also the part of the program, the land titling project. I'm not sure if it put here, like since 2019, the land law no longer indicate the land title should be located in both spouses. I'm not sure if it, I need to check about the law, but at the time that we work on this, it's also indicated in another law about the joint propagand, I'm not sure the conjugal property somehow, I'm not sure about the wording, but it was put in another law. But we have different campaigns on that to inform the women to understand about importance of putting her name on the land title. And even after getting land title, and is we also have different campaign on the risks of giving the land for deposit with the private sector to get the access to credit, for example. And also around the divorce, you mentioned here about women are often abandoned with their children and left with the single mom with the maintenance payment and somehow of the expenses around the raising of the child. So this is also putting in the practice of the particularly in the women who are working and can earn the income on her own. This will be less pronounced, but if women in other area might be more pronounced in this. So this is the thing that I can respond in the limited time, and I hope that I can answer some points. Thank you.